Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The Democratic Party nominee for U.S. President Hillary Clinton campaigned Friday in the state of Pennsylvania. Jobs creation was the theme.
I feel like I have a very good idea about how a president can help create jobs, because over the 8 years my husband was president, we created 23 million new jobs.
Bill Clinton was president from 1993 to 2001. Republican Party nominee for president Donald Trump also campaigned Friday, talking about how he has fared against Hillary Clinton in voter surveys.
Really, we beat her by a lot. But honestly, the numbers were incredible, which tells you, isn't it good to have Trump running for the presidency?
Presidential election set for November the 8th. U.S. military is vehemently rejecting remarks by Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan that the U.S. military was siding with plotters of the failed military coup in Turkey. Erdogan criticized U.S. general after the general voiced concern about the longer-term impact of the coup on U.S. relations with the Turkish military. U.S.-led coalition battling Islamic State fighters in Syria has been concentrating attacks on the city of Manbij. That's near Aleppo, but reports say militants continue to occupy the city center. Meantime, the U.S. envoy for Syria is, for the United Nations that is urging Russia to let the U.N. take charge of humanitarian corridors in and out of Aleppo. Russia's proposed four of them. This is VOA News. International Committee for the Red Cross warns that more than 1 million people in Iraq could be forced to flee their homes as fighting intensifies in different parts of the country. Lisa Schlein reporting now from the ICRC headquarters in Geneva.
Aid agencies are bracing for a looming battle in Mosul, Iraq's second largest city. Over the past year, the government has been preparing to recapture Mosul from Islamic State militants. ICRC Regional Director for the Near and Middle East, Robert Mardini, says a big military operation in Mosul presents big challenges for humanitarian agencies.
Already today, one-tenth of the Iraqi population is displaced, and every day hundreds of families continue to be displaced and are in need of shelter, protection, and assistance.
The ICRC is launching a preliminary appeal for $17 million to start what will develop into a much larger operation. The money will be used to provide water, food, medical supplies, and other crucial aid for people caught up in the fighting. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
United Nations has extended its peacekeeping mission in South Sudan until August 12th. Mission of 10,000 troops unable to intervene in battles in the capital, Juba, between forces loyal to President Salva Kiir and others who back the former First Deputy Vice President Riek Machar, because both of them are equipped with heavy weapons. Thousands of civilians have gathered at UN bases in search of safe refuge during street battles. Unrest in South Sudan has killed tens of thousands of people and displaced more than 2 million since 2013. Pope Francis walked in silence through the Nazi death camp Auschwitz-Birkenau in Poland. More than a million people killed there during World War II. Most of the victims were Jews. The Pope met individually with elderly survivors of the camp. Pope Francis is on a 5-day visit to Poland. The state of Florida has reported 4 cases of the Zika virus, seemingly not linked to travel. Here is Florida Governor Rick Scott.
While no mosquito traps have tested positive for the Zika virus, the Department of Health is aggressively testing people in the affected area to ensure there are no other cases of this virus.
Mosquitoes which carry the Zika virus have been found in the southern U.S. states, such as Florida. Though the virus is relatively mild in most cases, many pregnant women who are infected with Zika give birth to babies with a congenital defect called microcephaly, which causes abnormally small heads. More than 1,600 such cases have been reported in Brazil, where the outbreak began last year. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Welcome to another hour of the best of jazz, past and present, and conversation with the music makers on Jazz America from VOA 1. On this edition of the program, we're investigating a style of jazz known as chamber jazz. The blending of classical music from Europe with jazz improvisation and elements of folk music as well. That is chamber jazz. When you think about chamber music, instead of a large orchestra, you're thinking of a smaller acoustic aggregation, making a, shall we say, quieter style of classical music. Well, that can be the style of jazz that's also under the umbrella of chamber jazz. Another term that is related to this would be third stream, also the blending of European classical styles with jazz improvisation and world music too. Here is a perfect example from the great Miles Davis. Third stream, chamber jazz, if you will, with arranging and conducting by Gil Evans. Here's Miles Davis from Sketches of Spain with Will of the Wisp as we investigate chamber jazz on this edition of VOA's Jazz America.
Thank you. summertime and the living is easy. Fish are jumping and the carbon is high. Your daddy's rich and your mama's good looking. So hush, little baby, don't you cry.
All-star cast putting together that beautiful piece of classic American music. George Gershwin's Summertime. Certainly, if Dr. Billy Taylor was correct in saying that jazz was America's classical music, then George Gershwin, who made music in many different settings, was one of the great classical, quote-unquote, composers of American jazz. So many people have taken that song and made it into a jazz piece, and among them, Herbie Hancock from his album Gershwin's World, with vocals by Joni Mitchell, harmonica by Stevie Wonder, and saxophone by Wayne Shorter. We're investigating chamber jazz, third stream music, it's also been called. And one of the purveyors of the style has a brand new album. He is percussionist John Hollenbeck and his band, the Claudia Quintet. Their album is called Super Petite. We'll hear another cut from that new album and sample more 21st century chamber jazz after we talk to him here on VOA's Jazz America. I've got John Hollenbeck standing in front of me after the first set of a wonderful performance here with his large ensemble. How much do you feel a part of the third stream, that marriage of classical and jazz? Because it certainly is apparent to me.
Yeah, for me it's just natural. You know, I grew up with classical music and jazz, and just putting them together is just something that naturally happens. I don't really think about it.
And I know the Claudia Quintet is still part of your life. You performed just the other day in a special performance in celebration of New England Conservatory.
Right.
So give me some thoughts about the future of Claudia Quintet.
Well, I wrote a whole bunch of music for the Claudia Quintet in September, and hopefully it will come out this September. I wrote it last September, and it's going to be called September. And trying to write some music that would be easy to memorize, or that we could play without notation, or that I could teach them without notation. And that's the basis of the idea. So we started, we've learned like two songs so far. We're going to play Conejo Street in a couple weeks and release, premiere some of that stuff.
You know, you are absolutely prolific. This will be my last question. It's just something that flows from you? Is it something you have to push out of yourself? Is it something you reward yourself with some quiet time? Or give me some thoughts about that, because you really do produce, my friend.
Well, I like to write music, and I try to find time. Actually, usually it is September, where I just do that. So every September I try to go somewhere and just compose. And then the rest of the year is kind of, you know, just using the things that I started that month, because I really just don't play the drums and don't really do other things and just compose. So that helps a lot. Sometimes I've wished that I could just do that all the time, just be a full-time composer, I like it a lot.
So it is a reward then. Still connected with Berlin?
Yes. Okay. I will be there on Sunday.
Okay. Well, I'll leave you alone so you can finish this mini tour and pack and get back over there. But don't stay away too long, my friend.
I will not.
John Hollenbeck, great to see you.
Thanks. Thank you.
I love that title, JFK Beagle, from the album Super Petite, the Claudia Quintet with John Hollenbeck. And here's another great example of third stream or chamber jazz, if you will. Maria Schneider, the award-winning composer, musician, and arranger with Arbiters of Evolution from her award-winning work, The Thompson Fields, on Jazz America from VOA 1. No one more successful at creating modern chamber jazz or third stream jazz than Maria Schneider. Hope you enjoyed that from her award-winning work entitled The Thompson Fields from last year. I've got more chamber jazz coming up, but first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. Here's a message I've received recently. It reads as follows. Hi, Russ. I'm a regular listener to this program, and I love jazz songs on the VOA. But you have forgotten about jazz from Liberia. Please let me hear one from Mohamed Ahmed Mansour of Monrovia, Liberia. Well, Mohamed, your wish is my command. Let's enjoy a piece from the great Liberian band known as Kapingdibi. Here is a cut from a collection called Khan and Amir Present Off Track Volume 1, Queens. The song is Wrong Curfew Walk. Some Liberian jazz here on VOA's Jazz America. We'll be right back.
on. Hey, are your mama dear's not home too? Hey, brother, stay home. Close the window quick, quick. We've got a lot of life to live, more man. Wait, waiting, waiting for peace, peace, peace all the time. We have some more life to live, man. You know what I mean, man? Oh, brother, stay home. You don't want to die right now, man. And she was shot. And he was shot.
That blossoms in a fugue as morning settles on, dreaming into a sky of brilliant blue, noticing clouds are whispering that you will dance with me very soon. Already been as high as Kathmandu, willing to go as far as Timbuktu. Nowhere's too far away, I may catch up with you today. Maybe today will finally be the day. Flying along a dawn that leads to you, singing a song that makes itself anew. A music magic wand, reaching into a sky of brilliant blue. Eagles are calling out to say that you will dance with me very soon. Already been as high as Kathmandu, willing to go as far as Timbuktu.
One of the greatest male jazz singers of all time, in my humble opinion, and we're so very lucky that he is still active in our lifetime. That is the great Kurt Elling with his version of the Pat Metheny composition, Minuano. It's from Kurt Elling's album, Man in the Air. And I wanted to play that first because it's a wonderful vocal representation of what I call chamber jazz or third stream jazz, the blending of classical and jazz, and also a Pat Metheny composition, Pat Metheny known for his long form pieces, certainly with classical overtones, with those pieces in movements like a classical piece might be constructed. Let's enjoy more conversation with our special guest on this edition of Jazz America, one of the main purveyors of chamber jazz, with his band, the Claudia Quintet. He is John Hollenbeck. We'll hear some more thoughts from him and then more music from the new Claudia Quintet release, Super Petite, here on VOA's Jazz America.
I sensed, as I was listening to a lot of the music, live I'm talking, you would establish a riff and another parallel riff, if you will, or pattern would be maintained at the same time, and then improvisation by, say, the clarinet or the tenor sax or the vibes would happen on top of that. Do you resonate to that at all? Is there a conscious structuring, or is that just my estimation, just my way of saying it?
No, that makes sense. As a drummer, I'm doing what you just said myself a lot, so I might be, you know, keeping a certain rhythm with my feet and maybe with one of my hands, and then another hand is improvising. So that idea probably comes out in the composition a lot too. Sometimes it's written, and sometimes it might just be that everyone's improvising, but some people are improvising an accompaniment figure that's repetitive and more in the background, and someone else is more up front in the foreground, and they have more freedom.
Understood.
And it might be textural also. So instead of improvising a melody, some people might just be improvising a texture.
Understood.
Thank you.
heard a song entitled JFK Beagle from the album Super Petite from the Claudia Quintet. Well, the song you just heard from that same album is titled Newark Beagle. Hope you enjoyed that here on Jazz America. This is Russ Davis. We've been investigating third stream or chamber jazz on this edition of the program. I remember a conversation I had once with the late, great Joe Zawinul of Weather Report, who, of course, was born in the hometown of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, Vienna, Austria. And he said that his favorite song by Jaco Pastorius, his bassist and band member in Weather Report, was a waltz titled Three Views of a Secret. Let's hear that now on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Thank you.
I think we've taken some liberties with the term chamber jazz because any small all-acoustic ensemble like the one you just heard featuring the late great pianist Michele Petrucciani and the song Brazilian Suite could be deemed to be making chamber jazz. All-acoustic, small ensemble, improvising. And I hope you enjoyed that along with our conversation with our special guest John Hollenbeck and super petite music from that new release from his band, Claudia Quintet. This is Russ Davis. Join me next time for more of the best of jazz, past and present, and conversation with the music makers on Jazz America from VOA1.